Here's Check on Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast will have sun and windy conditions today, 55 to 60. Tonight, cloudy, lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, around 60. On Friday, some sun. Then it'll turn wet and windy late in the day, 50 to 55. Saturday right now looks cloudy with periods of rain. We'll check the details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In a story in this morning's Republican American, Geer's nursing home has been hit by a COVID wave with 40 residents infected. 40 residents, 14 staff members at Geer's 78-resident nursing home contacted a Delta variant of COVID-19, according to Geer President Kevin O'Connell. Of the 40 residents, 15 have fully recovered, as well as 7 of the 14 staff. 3 residents who had compromising health issues passed away in the last week and a half, according to O'Connell. The complex at 77 South Cannon Road provides care for up to 292 senior residents. No one at Geer Lodge, the facility's assisted living complex, or any other campus site has been diagnosed. O'Connell said 99% of those infected had been treated with the Pfizer vaccine. Quoting here, "We are seeing waning immunity," end quote. Inoculations of the booster, which is aimed at providing increased protection, will be starting at Geer on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Bridget Ruthman reports a Middletown man accused of fleeing from a crash in Falls Village that left a woman seriously injured has been ordered not to drive. Jason Wass, 23, was driving recklessly. Passengers in his Honda told police he was speeding up to 110 miles an hour along Route 63 just north of Music Mountain Road on Sunday when he tried to pass a vehicle ahead of him. An oncoming vehicle forced him back into the southbound lane where he struck a red convertible that left the roadway and struck a tree, according to police. Wass, who has no criminal history, was arraigned at Torrington Superior Court on Monday on charges of interfering with police following too closely involving a crash, evading a crash with serious injuries, and reckless driving. He was ordered not to drive as a condition of his release. Salisbury residents will not only have a new resident trooper, Will Varis, but also Dexter as well. Dexter is the canine companion, a German Shepherd who is constantly at his side. Varis, 32, has a sense of pleasure of being assigned to Salisbury. He's been at Troop B in Canaan for his entire 8-year career as a trooper. For the most part, he was on the evening shift, which is often the busiest. Alone most of the time and patrolling a large area, he said his duties were different depending on cases. He looks forward to getting to know Salisbury residents as well and helping them as a face of the town's law enforcement. As a resident, he said he can see more and receive more feedback. In Great Barrington, Town Manager Mark Perinsky asked the Select Board to schedule a non-public session to discuss options that would hasten the overhaul of the Housatonic Water Works Company system, since these may involve potential litigation and or potential purchase of the water company. He thinks that it needs to happen in executive session and probably sooner than later. The session, scheduled for November 15th, marks steady movement by officials over the past year to search for solutions amid an angry and growing chorus of residents dealing with bouts of tea-to-coffee-hued water and large particles flowing from faucets. The company serves 850 customers in Housatonic and some outlying areas of Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge. Region 1, there's a Zoom Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee meeting from 6 till 7 p.m. and an ABC Committee meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set up for 7:30. Dover Town Board regular meeting will be held as well. In Hillsdale, a special town meeting comes up on Thursday at 8 p.m. at 6 p.m. via Zoom for the purposes of presentation of the tentative budget. A Halloween drive-through spooktacular at Maplebrook School main campus happens October 28th from 6 till 8 p.m., October 29th and 30th from 6 till 9 p.m., $10 per car. Proceeds will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive. Theme zones, treats for kids, costumes encouraged, and fun for the whole family. On Thursday the 28th at 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Community Support Group Subcommittee has a special meeting. Also on the 28th, Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Trunk or Treat will be held on Saturday the 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Oval at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The Ancrum Opera House presents Crystal Radio Seance. Ancrum Opera House presents that seance. It's a sessions update, the local outpost from New York City reading series showcasing the poetry, fiction, and personal essays and creative nonfiction of established and emerging writers from the Hudson Valley. The series is curated by Ashley Main, Saturday, October 30th at 7. They bring Crystal Radio sessions upstate to the Hilltop Barn and Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale for an autumn evening of live storytelling under the stars. It's a seasonal edition, includes stories exploring the eldritch, uncanny, and sublime. The in-person event will feature actors and actresses. More information, AncrumOperaHouse.org. Ankrum Firehouse in Ankrum, New York, has a trick-or-treat Halloween night coming up on Sunday, October 31st, from 4 till 6 p.m. Mask required, first come, first serve. Notice to all North Canaan residents on October 31st, they'll be closing Bragg Street and Prospect Street from 5 till 8 p.m. There'll also be local traffic only signs at the intersection of Quinn and West Main Street to the intersection of Bragg Street. This will allow all the trick-or-treaters to navigate the area safely. The best parking option will be in the Town Hall parking lot or North Canaan Elementary School. Traffic will be open on Peace Street. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the Town Hall. In Falls Village on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Main Street, the Recreation Commission is organizing a trunk-or-treat event on Main Street this year. On Halloween night, they're inviting all Falls Village residents, families, and local businesses and organizations to participate. The community event will provide Falls Village families with a central, outdoor, safe, and fun place to trick-or-treat. Registration for the event is free, and prizes will be awarded for the best decorated vehicles and displays. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,756.88, the NASDAQ at 15,235.72, and the S&P 500 at 4574.79. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.